in Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. We're on the four lines down. Amar Rav Yochanan. Yeah. Amar Rav Yochanan. Yochanan says like this, that B'shloisha Mekoymus in three places, Holcho B'chacham Amarcho HaRoiv. The Chacham, even though there's a doubt what happened, they go boss a roif, and we'll soon say this is called like a ruba de lesser kamon. It's not like really one out of 10 pieces. It's a svaradik a roif, they go boss a this roif, and therefore the yasom kvadai, they make it like it's vade tommy. They make it like it's vade, even though we have a doubt out of it, but like Rashi says, mishin nadina boss a ruba, they make it like it's vade tommy. So Gemara says, what are these three places? Makor, the lock of dam comes out of the womb or not. Shuli, if you find the placenta, or else chaticha, or a piece comes out of the body of the isha, we'll soon see. Makor, what's the case of makor, dam that comes out from the womb? Hodi amorim. That's like we had the sugi before. Rashi says, b'mas nisim, she'chaskosa lebu elemen amakor. The Mishnah said, a shal, if she finds dam inside the proizdor, inside the canal of the vagina, and she's not sure if the dam came from an aliyah, from the upper chamber there, or the dam came from the womb, so it's a suffix really where the dam came from. Still, the Mishnah says the cheskosa she's tamei, because most times dam comes from the womb. That's called dam nida. It's not so shchir. The dam should come from the upstairs, from the aliyah there. So if we go basaroi, then we say she's vadai tamei, and therefore she goes to the base of mikdash. Now she v'chayev a carbon. So that's one case. Shilia. Where's the case of a placenta of a shilia? It's not like this. We have a gemara later that Shulya Babayis, and Isha had a miscarriage, the placenta came out, and it's in the house. The locher is Habayis Tomei. We have to act as if there's a mace now in the bias, everything in the house is Tomei. So Loisha Shulya Vlad, not that the Shulya, the placenta itself, is really have a locher like a Vlad, Ella, but rather Shane Shulya B'lai Vlad. There's no Shulya without a Vlad, like for sure there was a Vlad there. So Rashi says, Shane Shulya B'lai Vlad, and therefore the serpent law is a truma. We say as if there was vadi of vlad inside this placenta. So therefore, it's like a vadi tummy here. So that even though we don't see the vlad, we go bust the roif to make it into a vadi. We have Shimon says, no, nimoka vlad achla yotza. Shimon holds, no, we have to be afraid maybe the vlad, like was nimuk, means like disintegrated, dissolved, and became, Rashi says, v'nasa dam. Maybe the vlad, but was inside the isha, the fetus, became into blood. And therefore, v'nisar v'dam ha'lady got mixed up with the dam she has now, which b'shas later, or bota b'roif. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds it's not tummy. He holds the bias is not tummy. But the chomim, though, go bosa roif and say, no, that roif pomim, you have a placenta, there is still the vlad, like, inside it, and therefore the bias is tummy. That's also like a vada. Yeah. Chaticha. Where's the case of a chaticha piece? It's like this. It's not like this. It's also have a gemara later that hamapeles yad chatucha. And when he has the miscarriage, and what comes out is like a arm, a yad, a hand that's cut off, yad chatucha, or else regular chatucha, just covers the miscarriage, a cut off leg comes out. So locher is imay to may later. We say for sure she's tamay later. Why? And the chiddush is being chishu, we're not afraid. Shema meguf otam bosom. Maybe it came from a guf otam, means maybe the placenta inside doesn't really have a look like a vlad. Otam means it has no tzura, no form to it, just like a round thing. So that's not called the leider. That's not called the vlad. So we say no. If the yad chatuch or rego comes out, it's a chazok like a roi. It came from a normal body, and therefore there's tummy. Rashi says, Yad Chatucha, Mechutechas Betzurosa, Bechituchas Bois. If a hand comes out of her with like fingers there, Sime Tamei Leda. We say like Shivadi has a Leda now. And therefore, Veteshiv Choymer Zochel Limeitor, Vechoymer Nekeva, Linin Tumor, Vechsinim, Lava Leda Zvadi. We say for sure she had a Leda. And we don't know whether it was a Vlad or whether it was a Zochel or Nekeva. So we have to go to Chumer both ways. So even though we don't know for sure there was a Leda here, like maybe the kid is an otum, that there's no tumas later, we go bust a roif, no, and therefore we say that she's vade tummy.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So these are the three cases of Yechonin Gol's Boster Roiv to make it into a Vaday. So that's the question now. Besulek, is it no more? Like, is it the only three places? Vika, are there other places also you go Boster Roiv? First of all, there's the case of the famous case of Tishach Anuyas. The case we have nine butcher stores, let's say. The tiny was like this. Tishach Anuyas. You have nine butcher stores. Kulu Meichers Boster Shrut. All of them sell kosher meat. Viyachas Meichers Boster Nevela. And by one store, he sells bos nevela, he sells meat of a nevela. Bos nevela. The law kach meachas, and now you go into one of these stores and you buy some meat. Then you're there, you're not sure, maybe in law kach, which store you went into. So lochar is sveiko yos, lamais, any piece of meat you bought, minasopik we say it's awesome. But that's called kavua. Since you went into the store, that's a law of kavua, it's there, and then we say, call kavua, it's kamachta machzadami. But what's going to be with a nimtza though? Let's say you find it over nimtza. Let's say you found a piece of meat outside. Then halach acharav. Then you go bust the roif. Acharav. So you see here another case. You go bust the roif. So why do you say only these three? There should be more cases. Yeah. So you see here another case. You go bust the roif. So Mara says, tuma kamin. Here Rabbi Yochanan is talking about three cases of hilchos tuma. Is the loy kamin? There are plenty of cases though. But he assumed that we do go bust the roif. Therefore, he doesn't want to say it. For the Gemara, I Vuika is another case of tumor also. Teisha tzvad, must say you have nine grasshoppers, nine frogs. That even when they're dead, they're tor. The sheretz zechel is one sheretz, they're b'neim. Now, v'noga b'yechem, you touch one of these ten. When you do, you're not sure, based on which one you touched. So it's a sophic. So loch is b'shus, ha'yoch, it's ve'ketom. That's always a loch, which is yoch, you say you tomei. That's because you touched him, so it's like kavua. Therefore, it remains a sasik. Therefore, it's a chiluk between Mishus Rabbim and Mishus Yochid. Over him, so let's say though one of these ten came out someplace else, or you, like you rushed to the nimtza, you found it on the karka. It's called Pirish. It was separated from there. One of these ten went away in another place, and there a person touched it. They wasn't sure what he touched. So lachar is holach acharoyv. You go bust a rave. So here you see, this is a case of Tomei, and therefore we say, since nine of them were Tzvadeya, so you say what you touched, Misama was a Tzvadeya, and therefore you tore, you're not Tomei. So Mara said, Echlam, Mituma di Isha Karminen. Rabbi Yochanan wants to teach us three cases of Tumah by an Isha, that there's a Chiddush, still we make it like a Vaday. I think Facebook said, the Chiddush, even though there's a little of a rave, a Chazoker against these, but still, you go bust a rave. But the bottom Tay says, Acha rave. All these cases. So that's the Chiddush of here. Still, we go bust a rave. So Marin says, he's only talking about three cases by an Isha Kaminin, but Tum of Yamlo Kaminin. So Marin still know, there's another case, Rabbi Benor, let's say somebody was a pregnant lady, was going through the river, Ovra Benor. And Vapila, and while she was in the middle of the river, there she had a miscarriage. And she doesn't know if it was a Vlad or not. So Lechor is maybe Korbin. She has to bring Korbin as Yeledis. Vinechol, and the Kain is not eat it. Even the Chata Saif, that we say for sure, she was a Mapelis, the Mechai was not a Korbin. Why? Holach Acharev Noshim. You go back to the majority of Noshim. And Vrev Noshim, Vlad Malya Yodan. Most ladies, and even have a miscarriage, though, what comes out after the pregnancy for 40 days, most of the times it was a good fetus. So lechur is then, if the vlad comes out, she's tamei. It's only if a good autumn would come out, it means there's no figure at all to it. But most times, whatever she has a fetus coming out, she's tamei. So also, you see, you go vas arayv, and therefore she's tamei. So Marin says, masnisen karminen. Rabbi Yochanan meant to say there are three places in the Mishnah by Tanoim, but Shemaitz to like him, and this is only in Gemara. Rashi says, Yeshua ben Levi Amaru, when Shleish Shemakar, Rabbi Yochanan said three places, he meant to say it's the Mishnah of Raisa, but not what Amaroim said. Rashi still says, no, I have Oki Yossi Revan Cain, Omri said like this, that most of Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Chanina, Toye, for Lo Yoda, Maiti Yuftom, he asked him a question from the Loch of Toyin. He doesn't know what he meant to ask. He didn't know what the Tiyufta was. Rashi says, I have a Hokiyosi Rav and Omer Baperka Mapelis. That Mosu Yesu Chanina Ad Rabbi Yeshua Balevi Mas Nisin Choda Demari Beisha Toya. He asked him a question when Ish had made a mistake, means Shlo Yodish, not sure when she gave birth. For Osam Ketoni Lo, Ukoma Rofin Lo Yadana my Tiyufta Rabbi Yosi, Lav Tiyufta, Osam Fardir says, why not? Why is not a Tiyufta over there? My love, Zimur says, my love, Loi Tiyufta is not a question, Elisiyata Tzaraya. Rashi, my love, Ukoma Rofin. To Amas Nisan Lav Tiyufta is not a question, Hodi Rabbi Shua, Elisiyata. Alma Mas Nisan Nomor Kebishua. And so for that Gemara there is Mashma, is the Mishnah that says like Yibishua, that this last halacha here, that Rav Nisha was Mato in the middle of the ocean, like the river there, so we say she's Tomei, but she has Tumas later. So see, it's not just Tomei Namayra, but it's a Mishnah that holds like this also, that you go boss a rave. So again, it's a Kashan of Yechon, one to bring in this case also. So what says Loi? Dilma Loi Tiyuftav Loi Siyata, but the Gemara there meant to say, it's not a question, but it's not a proof either. So we have no proof to him, therefore, Therefore, it's not a Mishnah, it's only what the Amoraim say. See, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't talk like that. So, here's Rabbi Yochanan saying there are three places in Mishnah and by Tanoim that we go bust a rife. So, Moros says, if so, Lemute Mai, what's Rabbi Yochanan come to teach us? What's he come to exclude? Like Mashma, these three places and someplace else, no. Where else, no? Lechif Loisiata. So, Moros says, Lemute Mai, what's he come to exclude? Learn if you want to tell me Lemute Ruba, Diika Chazoka Badei. What time is Gekhtuba? There's a rive. And there's a chazaka the opposite way against the rive, that you don't go past the rive. Samara says, what? Either what the Mutin Ruba Dika Chazaka Madei. And he says, what? The Lay Safin or Lay Satruma, that you don't burn the Truma. So Gemara says, no. For Amr Rabbi Yochan said this Chazim the one time already. It's not like this. Rabbi Yechon said this already. Rabbi Yechon said this already. Chodesh Zimda. The what? In one time we have a roiv against the chazaka that you don't burn, even though we go bust a roiv, but that's not a vadid. You won't burn the truma. We learned this already one time. What was the case? The tznan was not like this. What's going to be tinoik hanimtsa b'tzadisa? You have a tinoik, a kid that was found b'tzadisa, was found on the side of a dough. Ubetzak biyodai. And he has what? The betzik, a piece of dough in his hands. Now this tinnik, usually that tomek, because usually Rov Tinnik and his kids play with shrotzen. And now you found the kid with a piece of dough in his hand. So most probably he touched the dough. Shrabi Meyim Mitara, May holds still the dough is still torn. The Chomim Mitam, Chomim said no, the dough is tomek. Why? Shadak or Shatinnik or Tapeach. That it's a derech, most times kids play with the junk, with the garbage, and he touched the sherets. Therefore, most probably the kid is Tomei. You go boss the road that he's Tomei. And therefore, now that we see he has a piece of dough in his hand that came from the big dough, then most probably he touched the big dough. So this big dough should be Tomei. For Aminu, we said this is my time with Rav Meir. So what's the reason of Rav Meir? How could Rav Meir say the big dough is Tor? The Chur, we see that the kid touched it. So Rav Meir holds Kisavar, Rav Tinoikis Metavcha. It's true. Most kids play with the garbage. They play with Shrotzims. Most kids are Tomei. But still, Lumiyat, there's a minority, ain't metavchin, do not play with the garbage, ain't metavchin. V'yisazu, this dough, is becheskas, toiremedis, this dough, is becheskas to be tor, it has a chazak of itself. We have a doubt now whether the kid was tummy when he touched it. So the dough itself has its own chazak, that before he touched it, it was tor, so now we have a doubt whether the kid was tummy or not, leave it becheskas tyra. And therefore, it may hold, even though it's only a minority, the kids that don't touch it, but put that in contact with the chazaka. And therefore, the Yisrael le ruba, it breaks away the raif. So therefore, even though usually we say ruba v'chazaka, rubadif, here we say it breaks away the raif. The raif is broken. So therefore, Meir says it remains tor. For Rabbanim, what's their swara? No. Rabbanim's swara is that miyute commander lesedami. That the smiyat, that the minority of kids do not play with the shrotzim, we don't say that svara. And therefore, rather we say that the kid is for sure tamei. And therefore, it's a ruba of the chazaka, it's a raiv saying the kid was tamei. And there's a chazaka on the east to say it was tor before, it's still tor right now. So that's a raiv against the chazaka, the locker is ruba if you go boss a raiv. So, that's the rabbanon svara here, that's why we say this east is tamei. That even though there's a chazaka on the east to say it's tor, but the klal is because even though usually we say ruba, when we say ruba chazaka, rubadif, that the roiv is more stronger than the chazaka. Therefore, according to Rabbanin, we say you go bust the rife. But still, the Omer Resh Lakish Mishur Mavoshiyah, Resh Lakish said it's the name of Mavoshiyah, Zui Chazaka, this is a Chazaka Yeshasaf and Lavis Atruma. Because even though it says the word Chazaka really means this rife. Like with this type of a rove that rove kids plays with the shrotzim, and rove kids are tomei, that's like a vadai. And therefore, when he touched now this dough, we said it was truma, it's vadai tomei, it's supposed to burn it. So Rosh Lakish says this rove is a vadai. But Rabbi Yechonon says no, Rabbi Yechonon Omar, ain't zu chazoka shesofen lo sa truma, no, this is not a chazoka that you burn the truma on it. So kids, you see Rabbi Yechonon said clearly in this case, that in this case, since it's a chazok against the roiv, and it's a good chazok against the roiv, that even though the roiv is better, the chomes say it is tamei, but it's not a vadai tamei, it only remains like a safek tumah. So, kids, before we had Rabbi Yochanan says in three places we go bas roiv means completely that the mice even burn it. So, Rabbi Yochanan meant to say only those three places and not another place. So, you can't tell me meant to exclude this case of tumakis. Because this case, he said the Farish. Rabbi Yochanan said himself clearly this case. So you don't have to learn out from this case. He said it clearly. So that can be one of the cases that he's teaching us only those three and not this. Yeah. So Tosfos really is the question that Pirish, the Milta, next second place here, Lemute Ruba, that Pirish can negate a Rav. V'yim toim aloi gam hani shlesh adrom. Even his case is the Chazok of the Tyra. And so he says, you burn it, it's a Vadai. The rive to Nekel Tavchan ain't the rive gum, that's the chilek. Now over there, the Gemara before, those three rives, the Rabbi Yechon's Kiddush was, even though it's against the Chazaka, but Ruba Chazaka, Rubadiv is like a Vadai. There we say it's a Vadai. But over here, it's this rive that kids plays with the Shrotzim is not 100% good rive. So therefore, on this rive Rabbi Yechon holds, it doesn't make it into a Vadai, therefore it's only a Litlis, only a Suffolk. It does not make it into a Vadai. Yeah. So kids, Rabbi Yochanan said it clearly. So where's the cases Rabbi Yochanan talking about? He says only those three and not a fourth case. What does it mean, not a fourth case? So Mara says, El Rabbi Lamute Rubut Rabbi Yudi. It means the Fulk Rabbi Yudi is Rav. That's not, we learn like this. Ha Ma Peles Chaticha. Anisha had a miscarriage and a piece of meat came out of her. Im Yesh Im Mordam. If there's blood with it, so Tzmeya. Then we say she's Tzmeya. So this chaticha, Rashi says, means b'leitzur, without any form to it. So therefore, she has no tumas leida. It's like the guf otum, that's not called the leida. So question, if some dam came out, boshi shitame, because of the dam. Rashi isha tmei, kishak, any nida, but not mishum leida. So if there's dam coming out, b'shas, this piece came out, she's tame as a nida. V'yim lab, and if no dam came out, then tahira. Because the actual piece itself, we say, is not a guf, it's not a vlad, therefore she has no tumas leida. Rabbi Yehuda says no, benkach or benkach tmeya. Whether the dam came out, whether the dam did not come out, so she's tamei. Question why? From Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, loitim Rabbi Yehuda elo bechaticha shalav emin adamim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, she's vadei tamei, not the pshat that he says is called the leida, but if the piece of meat looks like the four colors of blood, that's tamei, the next Mishnah, so he says this piece is a piece of dam, and she's tamei mishum dam nida, that's why he says you're tamei. If the piece looks like other type of colors, then Torah even Yud agrees that she remains Torah. In other words, it's not called a lade over here, because it's not really a fetus that came out. It's only a piece of meat without a form. So therefore, it's only a question, is it considered like dam coming out, left tumas neither or not? So therefore, Yud says it depends what it looks like. And now, Rabbi Yechon says like this, if the piece looks like any one of the four types of bloods, then both agree it's tummy. That's not the machlokes. Even if the Makama would agree then that it has a locha like dam, it should have a tumas neither or not. And if the piece looks like other colors, so everybody agrees she's Torah. Because the chatich itself is not a vlad, and no other blood came out, so she's Torah. So where's the machlag? Rabbi Yochanan says, "Lanechu." They only argue elom kishepil in the case where she had a miscarriage, but v'yen yedas ma'pila. She's not sure. No, she knew a piece of meat came out. She once looked at it first, and it didn't have any tzura, so she knows it's not a real vlad. But to look what color it was, it got lost. She can't tell what color it came out. So Rabbi Yochanan learns that's the machlag is Rabbi Yud and the Rabbanan. He talked a few tests. That what Rabbi Yud? So Rabbi Yud holds. Zil basa roif chatichas. Go basa roif chatichas. Rav chaticha shel arba min adamim heaven, that most pieces of meat that comes out of the body of the isha must probably have the color of dam to it. And therefore, Yudis says that min asotik we say she's tamei. We don't know for sure the go basaroi we say she's tamei. For Abarin Savri, no, zil basaroi chatichas. I don't say that. I don't say go basaroi chatichas. So, why? Because it could be that's 50-50. Maybe the chatich looked like something else. So kids, on this type of a rev that Yehudah says that she's Tomei, that Yehudah meant to say, don't think he means it's Vade Tomei. No, this rev is not Vade Tomei. This rev is only a Suffolk Tomei. When do we say it's a Vade Tomei? Only Rav Yehudah's three revs he started off with today. But this last rev here, Mashmi also agrees, it's a little of a rev, but it's not 100% good rev. Mehechatei say the Chaticha was red, it could be it wasn't red. So it's a good, it's a type of a rev, so therefore make it into a Suffolk, but not into a Vadai Tum. It's not like a good 90% Suffolk, it's a little bit less. Therefore it remains a Suffolk. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, it says here, Chamisha Domim. There are five different colors of blood, Tamei and Visha. If an Isha sees it, she becomes an Ida. Hodom, the first one is red. Vihashokhor, that's black. O Kikroim Karkum, that's like the bright leaves of a karkum, a saccharin leaf. These are red leaves. Or kimeimei adoma, and like the water of a type of clay. Rashi said the Gemara will explain, the Bosum explain it. It's like red clay with soaking in water, how the water looks. Or kumazuk, and like diluted wine. Diluted red wine, that's also considered a color that should be tummy. Even though it's a little bit lighter, like it's diluted, it's not pure wine, still it's enough red, it should be tummy. Beishamir Mishamay says, Af kumeme tilsin, even if she sees something that looks like the water of tilsin, this type of a leaf of a vegetable, it's also something red, that redness, and also kumeme bosetzli, or else the way the juice, the gravy, comes out of roasted meat, the way it looks red, that's also considered a color that should become a tummy from. Obey Silva Matar, still holds no, these last two colors is still Torah. His bill still only holds from the first Chamisha Domim, and not these last two, not these Kimeme Tulsin or Kimeme Bosetzli. No, the gravy comes out of our roasted meat. Now, Hayorik, what's going to be the loch of green? Hayorik, that's Akiva. Akavya bem halal el matami. He holds that's also a color as tummy. The dam is tummy. The chachomim matam. The chachomim say no. Green is Torah. It's not one of the damim. It's not one of the colors that Nisha becomes tummy from. Omer Rabbi Meir. Meir says like this. Imeinu matami mishum kesim. If there's green, like even if you want to say it's not tummy mishum kesim, you should know still tummy mishum mashkel. How's the tumas mashkel on it? Mishum mashkel liquid. Meaning to say, look, it's still called the mashka, there will be mekabutoma, or will be machshle kabutoma. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what does Reb Meir mean to say. Reb Yosi says, no, loikach, loikach, no, yorik, blood that looks green, does nothing. It's not metama the isha, and it doesn't have a loch of mashka, it will not be mekabutoma either. Now the Mishnah explains it. Ezeu odom, what's called the red, what's called the real red, that's kedam hamakar. That's like if you have a wound on your body and the real blood comes out, the way that blood looks, that's called real red. That's called red. That's the ikadam of anida. Shochur, black, that's a kicheris. Black kicheris, that's like, I think, like black, like a boot polish. Real black that they use. Which is itmint. I think it's like a black polish. Omuk mikan, it's a little bit lighter than this. Omuk mikan is deeper, not even darker than that, then tomei. But deyim mikan is a little bit lighter than this idmerint, lighter than this type of a black called kicheris, then the dam is tor. Now, kukroim karkum, what does that mean to say? Kabor shaboy. These are like the leaves. Rashi says it means sheyesh olin berurin b'marad mimis yaisa mechavreim. That this type of a karkum bush, there's a kakarin bush, so it's some leaves are more brighter. So it means like the brighter leaves, the red and the brighter leaves, that mara is tummy. Or kumei adama, what is that? That's mibikas base kerem. This place, if you have the clay that comes out of that dirt over there in the earth, so when you soak in the water, how the water looks, that dam, that redness is also a mara of dam. Or meitzef mayim, means to say what? You have this adomer in a kli, and it's soaking on top, or meitzef mayim, there's water floating on top of it. So you look through the water, how it looks, that redness, that's called the mar of dam. Or kemozug, what does it mean to say yayin, that's diluted? That means shnei chalokim mayim, we have 2/3 of it is water. The yechid yayin, and 1/3 is wine. That color is also a dam to metamaha. Now, min hayayin, v'yechid yayin yeh, min hayayin ha-shruni. It has to be this wine that comes from the place shruni. That's real sharp wine. So that type of wine, if you use two-thirds of that is water and 1/3 is wine, the way it looks, that color is also considered like a dam. The ma'is of the locha, we'll see in the later Gemara, we're machmir. Yeah, right, now the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says about these 5 type of domim. The ma'is halacha u'machmer. Any type of blood that comes out of any stain that looks red, any type of red that it looks like, we say she's tummy. It's mikra din. There are a lot of different shades of red, and only these 5 shades of red are really tummy. The other ones we say is not damanid. It's other type of dam, not from the makor. But the ma'is halacha u'machmer. Anything that looks like red, we say is tummy. So Mishnah Gemara says like this. Minon. How do we know to say this? The Iko Adam Tor Bisha. I don't even know what to say that certain colors that come out of Isha, she's Torah. That Dilma maybe, Kol Dam Diyosimene Tomei, maybe any Dam. Loka Nid, the Torah says, if Dam comes out of her, she's Tomei. So maybe no matter what color it looks like, she's Tomei. How do you know to say that Dafka has to be red and all the colors is Torah? So Maria says, Omer Rebbe Chomer Bar Yosef. Omer Rebbe Ishi, Omer Kor, the Pasuk is like this. It says with the Pasha of Zoki Mamre here, that says in the Pasuk, Ki yifla mimcho dover la mishpot bein dom le dom. If you have differences of opinions about halachis, about dam and dam, or what does that mean to say? So Dashna means to say, bein dam to le dam tome. That is a machlokes whether this dam is tome, this dam is tor. So there the Pasuk is talking about a Pasha of Zoki Mamre. That means best in Kepaskin, this dam, this color is tome, let's say. And then a Zokin, somebody else comes down and Paskin is the opposite. He's called the Zokin Mamre, and he's Chayv Misa for that. They don't pass to know this dam is dam tor. So it's good from this pasuk you see that there could be machlokes about bloods, that one color is tummy, one color is tahor. It's the most elumayatim. So when the pasuk also continues and says be nega la nega, between one nega and another nega, his hachanam, you also want to tell me be nega tum la nega tor, that whether the nega that's in the body come with saras, whether the nega is tummy and nega is tor. Some more question, Vichitei, maybe here also, Hachanam, here also means the same thing. Some more says, no, nega tor miku, there's no such thing as a nega tor. Like the word nega, when you do have a nega, a spot, of leprosy, let's say, with no white spot on your body, so nega always means tome. Like there's no nega on your body that you're tor on. So you can't tell me the Pasuk says, be nega la nega, it means between a nega that's tor and a nega that's tome, look who older than a goy in my tome. Whereas Vichitei, maybe you answer me, no. The Pasuk says, Kuloi hofach lovin toru. There's a case where the whole body turned white. Let's say had a white spot over his whole body, not just some part of him, but all over his body. He want to tell me what toru is toru. So maybe that's called the nega that's toru. The Gemara says no. Hu boyik mikri. That's not called the nega. That's called lushan of a boyhak, where it spreads over the whole body. There's a different halacha. So therefore, it's called the boyhak. It's not called the nega at all. But the Pasuk says, Benegel Neged must mean both of them is Tomei. Elo, what does the Pasuk mean then? It means like this. Benigay Odom Nigay Batim, U Nigay Begodim. If you know the loch is between a Neger on a bias, a Neger on a person, a Neger on a Begodim. And it could be the Kulam Tomeim, but all of them Tak is Tomei. It just means to say that you know the different halachas when you become Tomei. So maybe Hokanam here also, the Pasuk says, Bein Dam Ledam, maybe also just means, Bein Dam Nida Ledam Ziva. Maybe just means say, you have to know the difference between Hilchas Nida during the first 7 days, or Hilchas Ziva during the next 11 days, as you see 3 times in a row. But maybe Taka Vakulam Tamei, no matter what type of a Dam she sees, maybe she's always Tamei. So that's the question, how do we see even from this Pasuk? Even though it says, to know clear the differences between Dam Ledam, maybe it just means between Dam Nida and Dam Ziva. But both of them have the exact same halacha. Smart says, no, Haimai was one of the other. Bishlei Mos, the Mishnah is good over there. Ika la flugei, b'nigei odom, b'plugtet v'rabi shuv rabbanon. It could be by Negoyim, even though you want to say every Neger is Tamei, but still it applies to have the Parsha Bezokim Amri, that there's a Machlokes and Halachos about the Negoyim, when it's Tamei, when not. So it could be Bezdin Paskins one way, and now if one Zokim, one older person comes and Paskins the opposite way, he's called the Zokim Amri. So there's a Machlokes over there, there's a Machlokes Rabbi Shua and the Rabbonin. The Tanan, we learn like this. What's going to be in by a Harris Kodim Lisayalovin? Let's say a white spot comes upon your body before the hair there turns white, tummy. That's a good simen. That's called a nega with a white hair growing in it. Send your body tummy. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say Vim Sayalovin Kodim Lisayalovin. Let's say first your hair turned white on that spot of your skin, and then the skin turned white. So Locher is Tor. It's not a nega, it's not even a Tor. What's going to be Sofik? Let's say you don't know which one came first. All of a sudden you see both of them are there, and you have a doubt which one came first. So here's the Machlekes. Tommy, Tanakam holds your tummy. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a Keya. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's lighter. What does that mean to say Keya? The Yama Rabba, Keya Vitor. That Rabbi Yeshua holds in such a case, when I Sofik, the Neger is Tor. So it could be this was the Machlekes, that maybe Sanhedrin Magadola Paschal like Rabbi Yeshua. They Paschal take him in a Sofik, the Din is your Tor. And the Zokim Mamre came a Paschal Yitomei. So it's good what the Pasuk could be talking about. O Machloikis in Nega Lenega. Same thing could be Beniga Baratin, same thing. And the grammar comes in your house also could be Machloikis in Din, like this. Ki Ho Plukla, we learn like this. The Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Rabbonin. Machloikis, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, the Rabbonin. The Tanan learn like this. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Oimer. Li Oilon Eina Bayis Tomei. When does your house become Tomei if you have a Nega? Yolam Eina Bayis Tomei. You have to see the size of two grease, and you have to see the size of two grease that's like a bean, like a nickel, let's say. It has to be the size of shnei avonim, on two different stones of the house. B'shnei stone, each stone is a different corner of the house, a different wall. The Karen Zovis in a corner. The kid says he holds the house only becomes tamei if in a corner of the house, on two opposite sides of the wall, there's a grease, like a white spot, came on both sides.
All right, turn over, continue on the other side.